So the filet kebabs dish from the Smiley Brothers Specialty Foods in Pelham, Alabama, has been named Bama's Best Beef in the contest sponsored by the Alabama Beef Checkoff Program. Throughout the lifetime of the contest, the four finalists received extensive exposure on social media as the contest reached over 454,000 Facebook users, had over 211 nominations, gathered 29,000 reactions, comments, and shares, earned over 14,500 photo clicks. These are big numbers. Great exposure for these Alabama restaurants, great exposure for beef and for the Beef Checkoff Program. Some local celebrities in the Birmingham area, including the personality behind Dining Out with Comedian Joy and Birmingham food critic Joy King, said that the edge Smiley Brothers has is their locally sourced beef and aging process that gives you a mouth-watering bite time after time with every cut of their meat. The restaurant is located in Pelham, Alabama. They're new to the restaurant scene up in that part of the world, as the restaurant owner, Chris Smiley, recently retired from 35 years in the national food and beverage industry. He decided to bring it back home where he could focus on food and family.
And Kayla says they are very excited with the results of this year's contest.
We're very excited with the results of the third annual Bama's Best Beef Contest and hope that that helps us launch Bama's Best Burger Contest coming in July. And we would just like to say thank you to all the Facebook fans out there who participated in the third annual Bama's Best Beef Contest. We'd also like to give a big shout-out to our other three finalists, which were Clonch Cafe's Roast Beef Sandwich, Big D's Butts and Stuff Brisket Panini, and Salt at Sam Rock K's 45-Day House Dry-Aged Mishima Reserve Wagyu Tomahawk Ribeye. Three great dishes, and we're super excited for where they'll go in future contests.
To learn more about this Beef Checkoff-funded promotion, contact the Alabama Cattlemen's Association office in Montgomery or go to their website, bamabeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.